Hear America speak. Lesson 16. 56 bucks. This lesson gives us more of Mary and John's conversation. As you'll remember, John had quite a few questions for Mary about walking the dogs. Mary answered all of them, and then John said that it sounded easy enough to him. But then he thinks of another question. We'll hear that question now. Ready to begin? Okay. Listen now to John's question and Mary's answer.
But who'll walk them on Saturday and Sunday? I don't want to give any dogs a bath.
Most of them don't need to be walked on a weekend. I've got someone else who can walk them then. If they need it, it's Linda. She can do the other stuff, too. But she is busy after school, so she can't do it during the week. You want to do it then?
Now some questions. Number one. What question did John ask Mary? Number two. There's something John doesn't want to do. What is it? Number three. How many of the dogs need to be walked on the weekend? Circle the correct answer. Listen again to this part, and then we'll have more questions.
But who'll walk them on Saturday and Sunday? I don't want to give any dogs a bath.
Most of them don't need to be walked on the weekend. I've got someone else who can walk them then. If they need it, it's Linda. She can do the other stuff, too. But she's busy after school, so she can't do it during the week. You want to do it then?
Question number four. Mary has someone else to walk the dogs on the weekend, if they need to be walked then. Who is it? Number five. Who will be able to give the dogs a bath and to do the other stuff on the weekend? Number six. Why can't Linda walk the dogs during the week? Now let's correct your answers.
Number one. Who will walk them on Saturday and Sunday? Number two. He doesn't want to give any dogs a bath. Number three, you should have circled B. Not many of them do.
This means the same as what Mary said. Most of them don't need to be walked on the weekend.
Number four, it's Linda, capital L-I-N-D-A. Number five, Linda'll be able to do that too. Number six, she's busy, B-U-S-Y, after school.
Now write your number correct. Listen now to this part again, and then to the next one.
But who'll walk them on Saturday and Sunday? I don't want to give any dogs a bath.
Most of them don't need to be walked on the weekend. I've got someone else who can walk them then. If they need it, it's Linda. She can do the other stuff, too. But she's busy after school, so she can't do it during the week. You want to do it then?
How much did I make?
$8 a dog times 7 dogs. $56 a week.
56 bucks a week just for playing with some dogs? This sounds pretty good to me. That's why you've got $300 now.
Number 7. John wants to know how much he'd make if he walked the dogs for Mary. How much would he get for each dog? Number 8. How many dogs are there to be walked? Number 9. How much is $8 times 7? Number 10. What does 56 bucks mean? Number 11. Does John think $56 is enough money for walking the dogs? Circle the correct answer. Now correct your answers.
Number 7, $8. Number 8, 7. Number 9, $56. Number 10, this answer is the same as the one for number 9. It's also $56. Number 11. The answer is A. Yes, he does.
Write your number correct in the blank now. Listen again to this part, and then to what happens next.
How much did I make?
$8 a dog times 7 dogs. $56 a week.
56 bucks a week just for playing with some dogs? That sounds pretty good to me. That's why you've got $300 now.
Well, want to do it?
Sure, why not? I can get the first ones about 5:15. Be done with them before 6. Then get the others and be done by 7. I'd be late for supper, but I can work that out.
Would you want to go round with me a couple of nights next week to get used to what I do?
Question number 12. What word does John use to mean yes? Circle the right answer after you listen again.
Well, want to do it?
Sure, why not? I can get the first ones about 5:15. Be done with them before 6. Then get the others and be done by 7. I'd be late for supper, but I can work that out.
Would you want to go round with me a couple of nights next week to get used to what I do?
Number 13. What time could John get the first dogs? Number 14. Would he be done with the first dogs before or after 6? Listen again and then answer this question.
Well, want to do it?
Sure, why not? I can get the first ones about 5:15. Be done with them before 6. Then get the others and be done by 7. I'd be late for supper, but I can work that out.
Would you want to go round with me a couple of nights next week to get used to what I do?
Number 15. What time would he get done with everything? Number 16. Can he work out his being late for supper? Circle the right answer. Number 17. Why did Mary want John to go around with her a couple of nights? Now let's see what answers you have.
Number 12. You should have circled C. Sure. Number 13. About 5:15, or about 15 minutes after 5. Either answer is correct. Number 14. Before 6. Number 15, by 7. Number 16, did you circle A? Yes, he can. That's the right answer, since he said he could work that out. Number 17, to get used, U-S-E-D, to what she does.
How many did you get correct this time? Write that number now. Now listen to the next part.
Would I? I'd better. If I don't, I might be sorry. I could lose a leg if the big ones don't like me.
I've never had any of them do anything bad.
There's always a first time for everything.
Number 18. John thinks he'd better go around with Mary and the dogs. He says he might be sorry if he doesn't go with her. What does sorry mean here? Circle the best answer from among the three answers given in the book. Number 19. What does John think could happen to him if the big dogs don't like him? Number 20. Have any of the dogs done anything bad to Mary? Listen again before you answer.
Would I? I'd better. If I don't, I might be sorry. I could lose a leg if the big ones don't like me.
I've never had any of them do anything bad.
There's always a first time for everything.
Number 21. Americans have some short sayings that are often used. What one does John use here? Number 22. What does this saying mean here? Circle the best answer from among those given. Now, here are the answers.
Number 18. The best answer from among the three is C, not happy. Number 19, he could, C-O-U-L-D, lose, L-O-S-E, a leg, L-E-G. Number 20, no, they haven't. Number 21, there's always, A-L-W-A-Y-S, a first time for everything, E-V-E-R-Y-T-H-I-N-G. Number 22, the best answer from among those given is B. It could happen to me this time.
How many did you get correct? Write that now. Next, you will hear the end of this conversation. The words they use are very friendly. Listen now.
I'll see you. Give me a call this weekend, and we can start on Monday. You can meet all the dogs. It'll be interesting. And, of course, the money's good.
Okay. Hey, I've got to run. It's almost 6 now. See you later.
Is it that late? I've got to go, too. Call me up, remember? Try Sunday afternoon. I ought to be home then.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon. Thanks.
Okay, see ya.
Number 23. When does Mary want John to telephone her? Circle the correct answer. Number 24. When will John meet all the dogs? Number 25. Does John think it will be interesting to go with Mary? Number 26. Does Mary think the pay is good for walking dogs? Listen again before we have the next questions.
I'll see you. Give me a call this weekend, and we can start on Monday. You can meet all the dogs. It'll be interesting. And, of course, the money's good.
Okay. Hey, I've got to run. It's almost 6 now. See you later.
Is it that late? I've got to go, too. Call me up, remember? Try Sunday afternoon. I ought to be home then.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon. Thanks.
Okay, see ya.
Number 27. Why does John have to leave now? Number 28. When should Mary be home this weekend? Number 29. Will John call her then? Number 30. What does Mary say to John instead of goodbye? Let's listen again before we correct what you have written.
I'll see you. Give me a call this weekend, and we can start on Monday. You can meet all the dogs. It'll be interesting. And, of course, the money's good.
Okay. Hey, I've got to run. It's almost 6 now. See you later.
Is it that late? I've got to go, too. Call me up, remember? Try Sunday afternoon. I ought to be home then.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon. Thanks.
Okay, see ya.
The correct answer for number 23 is B, this weekend. Number 24, A, on Monday. Number 25, the answer is A, yes he does, since he answers okay when she says it'll be interesting. Number 26, A, yes she does. Number 27, it's almost 6. You could also say it's almost 6 o'clock. Number 28, she ought to be home Sunday afternoon. Number 29, the correct answer is A, yes I think he will. Since he told Mary, yeah, Sunday afternoon, after she told him, try Sunday afternoon. Number 30, see you, or see you.
Write your number correct now. Listen again to all of this conversation.
Hey, John, wait up.
Hello, dog lady. How's the money these days?
Oh, I've got over $300 now. I'm leaving in 3 weeks.
Who's going to walk the dogs while you're gone skiing?
Oh, I've got someone who'll do part of it for me. Want to help out?
I don't know. I've got basketball practice 3 nights a week. How much do you pay?
Everything I'd get.
How much is that?
I walk 7 dogs weekdays and get $8 for each dog.
How long does it take? I get out of school at 2:30, have basketball practice from then till 4:30, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It takes about 30 minutes to clean up, so I'm not out till 5. How long do you walk the dogs?
Oh, you've got lots of time. I walk 3 dogs from the Allen Building for 30 minutes.
Together? Can you do that?
Sure. They're good dogs. They play around a bit sometimes, but it's easy. So I walk them for 30 minutes, take them home, then go to the Miller Hotel and get 4 others.
4? 4 dogs at once?
3 of them are Mrs. Miller's. She runs the hotel, and her dogs get along okay. They're all small. Then I get 1 more from an English lady on the 3rd floor. She brought it over from England when she moved here. Hers is bigger, but all 4 get along okay.
How long do you walk them? Just a 30 minutes, too?
Well, it takes a little longer with them. They like to run around and play a lot. The one from England likes water, and I have a hard time keeping him out of the pond in front of the hotel. I go out the back door so he doesn't try to get into the water.
Yeah, but how long would it take?
It takes about 45 minutes altogether to get those 4, walk them, take them home, wash their feet.
Wash their feet? Do you have to give them a bath?
No, no. I give them their baths on Saturday if I'm asked to. I just use a wet rag to clean off their feet when I get them back after walking them.
Well, sounds easy enough to me. But who will walk them on Saturday and Sunday? I don't want to give any dogs a bath.
Most of them don't need to be walked on the weekend. I've got someone else who can walk them then. If they need it, it's Linda. She can do the other stuff, too. But she is busy after school, so she can't do it during the week. You want to do it then?
How much did I make?
$8 a dog times 7 dogs. $56 a week.
$56 a week just for playing with some dogs? It sounds pretty good to me. That's why you've got $300 now.
Well, want to do it?
Sure, why not? I can get the first ones about 5:15. Be done with them before 6. Then get the others and be done by 7. I'd be late for supper, but I can work that out.
Would you want to go round with me a couple of nights next week to get used to what I do?
Would I? I'd better. If I don't, I might be sorry. I could lose a leg if the big ones don't like me.
I've never had any of them do anything bad.
There's always a first time for everything.
I'll see you. Give me a call this weekend, and we can start on Monday. You can meet all the dogs. It'll be interesting. And, of course, the money's good.
Okay. Hey, I've got to run. It's almost 6 now. I'll see you later.
Is it that late? I've got to go, too. Call me up, remember? Try Sunday afternoon. I ought to be home then.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon. Thanks.
Okay, see ya.
This is the end of Lesson 16.